Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday, September 3rd. We left each other on the last day of August. So here we are 2 days later, but really three on dates. And today is actually Labor Day in America. So we're celebrating this weekend. It's been a three-day weekend. It's pretty busy. When you're near the beaches, it's very busy. But it's the last hurrah of summer. And then everybody kind of gets back to serious work and school and all of those things. So this is the fun day. And it's going to be actually quite interesting to see what this day brings. But welcome to today's show, because today there's a show that people say to me many times over, well, you've seen Christ. Why do bad things happen? Why do hard things happen? Why do challenging things happen? You know, being a little smart head I am, sometimes I want to say, well, those things happened before I saw Christ, and I'm not responsible for them. I'm not responsible for people learning. And then I would tell them, you know, hey, every single one of us, every single person on earth has angels that are around them. I saw them. They're little flickers of light, real big, where, you know, we're feeling them all the time, or they're all over us, but there's always these little signs. You know, you might find a penny on the floor, and you might look up and you see the shape of a heart of clouds, and you go, wow, that's interesting. Well, how did it do that? And then we just think all these little happenings are a fluke. And then we meet people who've had near-death experiences, and they tell you they saw them. And then they start to tell us, and we think, well, it only happened because they had a near-death experience. But then some people go all the way and they leave. They, what we call dying, they die. But ever since I saw Christ, I've had to learn to say leave, because we don't die. We just leave. But because we don't know that, it's very, very hard for us to lose people. And then we wonder, well, how could God do this to me? And we think when things go bad or wrong or they're not our way, that God is not with us or protecting us. And when things go great and they go our way, we think that we are loved and that we are protected. But imagine if you got to know why or how things happen in your life head on, rather than just hiding your way through life and the challenges that offer themselves to you. Imagine if you just at least knew that there was always help around you, no matter what you faced, because we have to face what we came here to face. We're here to learn. And the things we're here to learn are not easy. But making it through them gives us the understanding of what we had to learn. We also, as we grow older, realize that we cannot control many, many things in life. Somebody fall in love with us and marry us that doesn't love us, or at least not easily. And even if we did, would we be happy? We can't make a job be right for us if that particular job we weren't qualified for. Find a job without looking for one. We can't have a child if we weren't meant to. But we can if we were. We can't make our kids love us. We just need to love them. And one of the earliest things Christ said to me was all about self-accounting. And I remember thinking how funny that term was, self-accounting, like an accountant, like a balance sheet. But bigger than that, I have learned that everything you come here to do centers around you, even though you're interacting with other people who have other jobs to do. Whether they're our coworkers, our parents, our siblings, our children's children, we are learning a bigger picture that teaches us over time how to deal with anger. Why do you think that two people can have the same experience and feel that experience completely differently? Two people can walk into a movie and come out completely different. One might have seen the love story. The other one might have seen the killing and the violence. Another one might have liked the ending. It's like three different movies. But when the three of them talk and share, they all start to see different details, and then their point of view expands. Like, oh, wow, and that was going on. And, oh, and this was going on. But yet, when they watched the movie, they couldn't see it because they were focused on the parts that they liked or were attracted to most. So I asked Christ today, how do I explain at this point in my learning the angels that we each have around us? And what happens is, because we have free will, unless we are aware of the fact that each one of us comes, I call them support, with support, we usually don't get any help from them throughout our lives because we just don't know they're there. And they are obedient to you. They are obedient to free will. So unless you ask them for help, they can't help you. While you're suffering, while you're crying, they rally around you and support you. And a lot of times when we cry, our truth starts spilling out. What really hurts us starts to release itself, and we're relieved through the truth and the warmth. And when people feel bad for people who are crying, I feel good for people when they can cry, because when you can't, it's when you're holding in anger. But when you can, you start to feel cleansed. You feel, it's in a weird way, beautiful. It's like you can cry until you can't cry no more. Even when the things you're thinking about are sad, when we can live in the fact that we can tell ourselves the truth enough to cry, we feel very comforted. If you ever need help, just ask whatever's around you, whatever you want to call it, angels, or, you know, I just think of them like flickers of God around us, but they're there. And they'll always be there. They were there with you when you came. They'll be there when you leave. But in the past 3 weeks, 3 weeks only, remembered one instance that actually happened now 10 years ago, or 13 years ago. My mom passed away 10 years ago. My dad passed away 13 years ago already. And then something that just happened 3 weeks ago, and then something I learned yesterday. Three different people who left. My dad, before he left, he was at a funeral of a very good friend of his, somebody he grew up with I want to say back home in Jerusalem, and then came to America. And, you know, I guess his friend came later than him, but they both had families, and, you know, there was a marriage between their children and as well a divorce. But my dad went to his funeral, and he said to one of his nieces, in 2 weeks, that's going to be me. I'm sure when he said that, it probably surprised him too. But in 2 weeks to the day, it was him. He wasn't sick. Stay, he got up, showered, got dressed, was cooking breakfast when he died. He put it on slow simmer. He ran up and took a shower, came down, was all completely cleaned, went downstairs to cut his toenails. And when he bent over, he had a spike in blood pressure and he had a hemorrhagic stroke. And when the paramedics came, they said, my God, if I ever die, this is how I want to die. He was completely cleaned and ready. It's amazing. But before he died, those 2 weeks, he collects collector's coins, old coins that they used to use in the United States. And at the time, they were either really, you know, they were always real silver. They had silver certificate dollars because the dollars were to replace people carrying around the silver or the gold. And he started giving them away to people. He was at complete peace. Very happy. He died younger than his friend, but his impact, when my dad's funeral came, there were people there my brothers and sisters and I did not ever meet. There were over 1,500 people. And a lot of them said he was just like a dad to me. And I thought, when did he have the time to meet all these people? Well, my dad owned a small grocery store in Chicago. And if you could have seen the rainbow of people, from very rich and white and that 1%, all the way down to German and Lithuanian and Greek and Arabic, and it was like the whole world was there because of the way he loved. And then I have another friend, 3 weeks ago in an airplane, doing what she loved, flying. Her husband learned to fly. But she made a trip out here just a week before she died. And when we met, she wanted to make sure I was okay. And she grilled me and she asked me all these questions. And she just wanted to make sure I was okay. She didn't talk about herself or what she was doing for the first time. She just asked about me, asked about our other friend, Christina. When we left and when she passed, Christina felt a little bit angry that Mihoko was gone. And she said, we got closer than we ever were. Don't get me wrong, we were close and I used to see her and I used to talk to her, but this time was different. Still didn't hit me. And I thought, well, you know, she kind of in her way checked on us. Because we, the three of us were like the three musketeers for a long time. Sure, we were okay. She didn't know she was leaving, but she was the happiest she ever was. But there's an energy around us, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But then yesterday, I met with a woman I met through being one of my son's teachers. We've known her since Barak was a little boy. A very beautiful woman who also went through losing her son, Philip. Until mid-afternoon, when she told me that one of the boys wasn't that close to his brother, but then a few months before his brother passed, they were close, and he's angry that he didn't get to live through it with him in this kind of where they were building the relationship. And it didn't occur to me until later in the afternoon that that was a healing, that they came together. And imagine if that didn't happen, his brother would have left and that would have not been concluded. It would have been unfinished. He actually completed that by them getting along. And in all three cases, their lives build up before we leave. So I got home and I asked God, I said, well, wow, these people, did they know they were leaving? He said, well, they get a feeling and everything in their life becomes more grand. It starts moving quickly. It starts happening. They start leaving love. They start realizing something in them that the only important thing is love and giving back. And they do that, and it's like they leave at the height of it, and everyone's like, wait a minute, why did they go? But what happens is they're leaving leaves the impact with all the people around them who came here to accept that impact. And they will forever be remembered in their youth or in their thoughts or the things they've said, and their voices become louder to us in their passing than here. It's like they teach you who they are, and then they go, and then you start to see who they were. And you learn. Sometimes anger gets in the way of it. My mom never recovered. My mom passed away because my dad passed away. Mihoko, when I die, I want to die with Bill, her husband. And they died together. We don't have a say. Nobody is here for 500 years. And some are actually born, stillborn. So their impact was before they were even born, just the pregnancy to the mother and the father, or just to the mother, or to the family if they got that far in telling people. Angels that we have around us, before we leave, before we go back, and I know there's no time at home, but here, let's say, about 2 to 3 weeks to 2 to 3 months, somewhere in there, it accelerates as we get closer. There's a celebration at home for our return, that our job has been completed. But here's how your soul exits your body, because it has to leave somehow. It's actually not that easy for the soul to leave. So the body has to get injured enough, or something has to happen to the body for the soul to release itself to go back home. And one day we'll all know that, and we'll see it, and we'll start to be so in tune that we can see the signs. But they're angels in that time. They start to recognize that there's something bigger, something stronger. It allows them to accept, and they get calmer and calmer as the time gets closer. But as we become aware, that knowledge of our angels being around us and understanding that we can ask help for help during challenges, for help while we're learning things, for help when we're leaving, that we can utilize the love of home here. There are a few times in my life that I almost died. And I'm sure all of us have a few stories of those. And one of the times, I was 2 years old, so I don't really remember this one, but the story was told to me over and over again. But I saw some of our family friends coming over to our house. We lived in an apartment on the second floor. And I ran out the door and right through the railing. And at that time, they didn't have code about how close railings had to be. And my body was small, I guess. And I went right through it. And I would have fallen to the ground and probably splattered or broke something. But the people that were coming, one of the men caught me. How cool was that? But imagine my mother and how she must have felt. And that feeling she had of her child going through the railing was relived every time she told that story. In wonder and in thankfulness, feeling is where we meet with home. It happens all the time when we are challenged. I hear over and over again people say, when I tried and I was doing this and I was doing that, you'd be shocked. Everything just fell into place. Everything. And we always say, God help me. And then God does help you because you ask. And other times we feel like we're beating our head against the wall because we're trying to control it, trying to make it happen. We're getting angry. So then I said, well, how is it that we miss the fact that we have help around us all our lives? How is it that we don't ask for help? I said, well, that was easy. I'm like, easy, tell me. I said, there's so many voices of ego. Ego tells you, you can control this. Get rid of this person. Do that. Push this out. No one will know you did it that way. No one will know how you really felt. They think, oh, wow, then I'll just push this person out and I'll get what I want. But the goal was to include the person. Was to help someone, not to just take everything for yourself and run. Within our families. When we give, we teach our families to give. So that lesson has to be learned. Not that you got what you wanted, but that you are conscious of other souls, because it's only about us. The houses are going to come and go. The cars are going to come and go. The money is going to come and go. The food is going to come and go at different times in our lives. Those are just the challenges, the differences in race or religion or geography, all that's going to come and go. The difference in politics, coming, going. But when we don't treat each other, then we haven't learned a lesson. When we don't or aren't able to accept change and the push and pull of life, we get frustrated. And when we don't ask for help, we can stay frustrated for the entire duration of our lifetime. And what we can do from now on, anybody who's hearing this show, try today, sit down just by yourself somewhere. Be your angel. They've been there. Introduce yourself so that you can hear yourself. Hey, you guys have been here, but I didn't know. So this is who I am. This is who I've been. I've been someone who didn't know you. I don't know how to work with you. I don't even know what to ask you for today. But now I know you're there. I know you're there. Now that I've lived my life without you for so long, I know that I'll see the difference with you there. They've been there all along. And when you cry, they weep around you. Before you go back home, they help you. They start showing you the people you love, and the people you love start coming. And there's a celebration. Never forget that. Every single one of us, no matter how we go back, no matter when we go back, there is celebration to to our return. Because this is the hardest place to be of all places. Every single one of us chose the hardest challenge because here we are veiled from understanding everything. And as I'm talking to you today, I feel like when you put a young child to sleep and you tell them a bedtime story, and they sleep so comfortably and so warm and so protected, because somebody bigger than them physically and older than them in age is giving them a resource that God isn't that far away, and God himself cannot come down because we would combust from his energy. But those little flickers of light, those little moments when you think something's a coincidence, and it's not, and we know it deep inside, that's why it's so special to us. But we downplay it because the bigness of it is maybe too much for us to take. Single one of us. When Christ says there's no soul left behind, there's no soul that gets here for free. We all have to go through another human being to come here. And we all have to leave our body behind. We don't come with the body. We come into the womb once the body's already there. And we leave the body here. It's never easy to face challenge, but it's always rewarding, because every time we make it through, we start to believe in a bigger life, in a bigger reason, in a bigger purpose of each and every one of not only our own souls, but we start to look at our children that way. We start to look at our children's children that way. We look at our spouses that way. We look at our partners that way. We look at our coworkers that way. And it becomes very nourishing to understand the plan. We didn't come here to stay here forever, but we came here to push and pull and grow and enrich. And nobody said it would be easy. And some of us go through things that are unbearable, but then at the end of it, we find out that they're not unbearable. We find out that it's not permanent, even though it's permanent here. We found out that maybe the relationships become different as we start to, the relationships become different. My relationship with my dad since he left is different than when he was here, and I feel closer to him in a weird way, although I miss the heck out of him. Talk to your angel today. Have that conversation. I only have 10 seconds left. I can't believe it. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.